According to Creighton University Department of Atmospheric Sciences Professor Emeritus Dr. Art Douglas, the wet weather pattern affecting the north-central portion of the U.S. is starting to fade as La Niña develops. Douglas says data from the past 7 years shows this pressure pattern means this month could still be colder.
What does this pattern do for us? Well, first off, it brings a lot of cold air south from Canada towards the Canadian border, the United States. But at the same time, the strong Bermuda High is going to try to prop that cold to the north. The two working against each other says we're going to have a lot of ups and downs. So the temperature forecast for the month of February is quite cold in the northern plains and warm in the southeast because of the Bermuda High.
As the trough over eastern Canada starts to move north, the cooler temperatures will ease out of the U.S. Douglas goes on to say that's when temperatures will eventually start to warm.
I think it's going to stay cold with that trough through March and the early part of April, after which then we'll warm up. Below normal temperatures from Montana into the northeastern United States, but not as cold as what it was February. Maybe only 1.5 degrees below normal. I think the winter wheat areas of the plains are kind of in a pretty marginal situation that they may not have a good crop this year. On the other hand, the Bermuda High is still pumping a lot of moisture through the Mississippi Valley up into the Ohio Valley, but it stays dry through the Dakotas. Again, very different than last year.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist on the Red River Farm Network.